You're Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast episode number 1780. Today is the 31st of May 2023, and I'm your host, Heidi. Thanks for joining us. Let's get right to the topic of today's episode.
Hello and welcome to this episode of our podcast where we discuss the recent news that has sent shockwaves through the entertainment industry. SpongeBob SquarePants, a beloved character and TV show that has entertained us for more than two decades, is about to be cancelled in 2025. Yes, you heard it right. After 20 long years on Nickelodeon, the creators of SpongeBob SquarePants have finally decided to call it a wrap. The news came as a surprise to the fans of the show who have grown up watching the adventures of the sea sponge and his friends in the underwater city of Bikini Bottom.
The reason behind the cancellation is still unknown, but some speculate that it could be because the show has finally run its course, or maybe just the creators feel it's time for a new chapter. Whatever the reason may be, fans are still disappointed to see their favorite cartoon come to an end.
You might be wondering, what could have led to the end of SpongeBob? After all, it's a show that's so popular that it has spawned multiple movies and merchandise. The show has also helped launch the careers of several artists and writers in the animation industry. One possible reason could be the drastic change in the way that children consume their entertainment. With the rise of streaming services like Netflix and Disney Plus, children now have access to an endless supply of Dora the Explorer, Peppa Pig, and Paw Patrol episodes. This means that children's attention spans are getting shorter, and the competition for their attention is growing fiercer. Another factor that could have contributed to SpongeBob's downfall is the controversial topics that the show has tackled over the years. From issues like sexual harassment to political satire, the creators of SpongeBob have never been afraid to push boundaries. While some fans appreciated the show's willingness to take on complex topics, others found it inappropriate for younger audiences.
Whatever the reason behind the cancellation of SpongeBob, it's clear that the show has left an enduring impact on popular culture. From memes to merchandise, the spirit of SpongeBob SquarePants lives on.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. What are your thoughts about the ending of SpongeBob SquarePants? Do you think it's time for the show to end, or would you like to see it continue for a few more years? Let us know in the comments below. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll be back with more exciting topics in the future.
Episode 1780 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Heidi Chapman. Adios.